chase.
Helmet on your head? Look how big this earpiece is. I almost got drowned by this headpiece.
Yeah,
Joe.
it was large.
Like a buffalo right next to me. Are we live?
Yeah.
Yes.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the cave.
Can you turn me down just a tad? I guess Rex Rhodes deaf. He can't hear anything.
He's definitely tone deaf.
Joe Valachi turning on the Preds.
Is that better?
Yeah, thank you. Vancouver tonight. Can you believe that?
I can. He's a contrarian.
East Lansing wizard up there just trying to make noise. You know, he's trying to be Jared. And he's doing a poor job of it. There's only one Jared.
There's only one Jared.
He's got to be miserable and lonely to do that.
Hey, Jared always picks right for the Preds, and the right thing happens.
Yeah. You're on payroll. Hey, all right. So before we get
Joe, go ahead.
Before Chase asks the real serious questions, window seat, aisle seat.
Oh, window seat. And you know, I don't drink in an airport. I don't drink on an airplane. I have a bottle of water that maybe I sip out of. My wife, on the other hand, gets black coffee, tomato juice, grape juice, and every colored juice you can have in the world. Puts them right on my edge, and I don't understand it. Why do people have to eat on a plane when you're on there for an hour, two hours? Why do they have to drink seven drinks? And you know what? Why do you have to go to the bathroom five times? That's why I don't go on the aisle. Because when that person in the middle seat, I have to go again. Like, again, we're flying to St. Louis.
Right.
I'm a window guy.
Good. Three window guys. Love it.
Yeah.
No one's ever asked me to shut or open the shade before in my life.
Really?
Yeah, maybe I'm just...
I really had that happen one time.
But you're a kind person.
And I'm looking out, and I go, I mean, I'm looking out the window. I'm like, we were flying over. I think we're flying over like New York or something. So I'm like, I'm wanting to see, see everything.
Right.
It's like such a cool view. Like you know this. Like when you fly into LaGuardia, like that's such a cool just going in there descent. DC is kind of the same way. It's like, so I want to watch. I want
to
see it.
Do you know who live close to LaGuardia Airport?
No.
Anthony Potato.
Actually, we both live pretty far away.
Yeah.
But, he was the next-door neighbor of my prom date.
Was he really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She alleges that. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
Once he made the Stanley Cup with us, he became really famous on Long Island.
Yes, he did.
Right. Yeah. Well, a lot of people did.
Yeah, people used to know I was from Long Island, and then all of a sudden he showed up with his personality and charisma and talent and good looks. And good gosh, people forget me.
So
my old mother's like, do you know Anthony?
So we've done these conversations, throughout the season, and Kevin Wilson is always great about sending like, hey, here's some things we're working on and things you can bring up. We don't need that. This is like the easiest thing to do because you guys blow it out for the playoffs. We saw it in games 3 and 4. Now you get a game 6. Smash cars out there. You're gonna have the plaza party. Doors are gonna open 3 hours before puck drop today because you all want people to. You don't want to hear the traffic excuse. Get here early. Be in your seats. I think that's really cool.
It is. And
why go to work today?
I'm not working today. Are you kidding me? I have some meetings, but nothing's going to happen in them. Traffic's going to be a nightmare tonight. I mean, it's going to be awful. There's going to be some spitting of rain here and there. You have the sounds hitting, Ryman going, Symphony Hall's going, obviously Morgan Wallen at the stadium, our own game. And, you also just have Friday night in Nashville. So it's going to be just awful, but let's not worry about it or talk about it. Just get here early.
Sure.
Know what it's going to be. I always say, I promise you, when we win tonight, 20 years from now, you're not going to say, oh, I was stuck behind that Vega that wouldn't move, Sixth Avenue. You're going to talk about the game or the concert or the, perfect game being thrown in the sounds, whatever it is. Just come out and have fun. But when I see someone and they walk up to me and say, cry about traffic, I'm like, oh, no, we're going to lose. I need to go find someone positive. And I won't tell you who a very famous person was that walked up to me and said, I bet you got a lot of traffic complaints. I said, well, not till now. What were you thinking? I'm serious. Of course there's going to be traffic.
Why would Crispy say that? Come on.
It's close. The more traffic there is, the better your city is because good things are happening.
Yes.
I know it's a Pollyanna way of looking at it, but it's true.
Yeah.
I had a fan yesterday send me a note, have you thought about mass transit? I was like, let me get it done tonight.
Yeah, let me work on that.
Let's see what we can do before the game tomorrow. I'm thinking about right now.
Yeah, hang on. Mayor O'Connell, hi, Sean Henry.
I was when people complain about mass transit, I'm like, we should do what Boston did. And I explained to them the big dig in Boston, how it was a complete disaster, and it cost $40 billion. It's still as bad as it was. Look, it's going to be bad. We know this. Yeah. Just come down. There's nothing we can do about it.
Look, schools close at noon today. Work knocks off at 11.
Right.
Just tell your boss, sorry, bro, I got to go.
Yeah, we're done at 11. So we're good.
Go. I told
and
Chase,
we're already here.
I told Chase yesterday, if your boss won't let you leave work early for the Preds game, you need to find a new job.
Yeah. Resignations are easy.
Yeah. Sean Henry is with us. So what can some fans expect? Obviously, the Smash Car to me is – I don't know who came up with that all those years ago. Was it you? I mean, you can take credit. Take your victory lap, as I like to say.
Because success is many a father. All the failures are mine. When we got rid of Run This Town, I was a moron. You know, the pedal tavern, dumbest human in the world. You can go on and on and on. So, yeah, failure is normally an orphan, but I don't blame for him. So.
I didn't understand that until about 2 years ago when I was promoted to program director, and now everything we do that's great, other people get credit for it. Everything we do that's wrong, it's my fault.
As you should. I mean, it's the goalie, the coach, the starting quarterback. I mean, really, you get too much credit when things are good, and you get all the blame when things are bad. And honestly, you should. And
yeah,
I really
it
do
comes
mean
with
that.
It.
You know, and I warned you of that when you were like, oh, I'm going to be a suit. By the way, I've never seen the guy in a suit. I don't even know what to call him that, right?
That's not true. You've seen me in a suit.
Yeah. This guy's Johnny Cash suit he wears around. Yeah. So he does. Real quick, back to the pedal tavern. I love the way you
guys, he's like, why?
Well, I love the way you guys embraced it after the fallout. It was funny. I mean, that made me laugh. It's kind of like, hey, okay, we threw it out there, didn't work. All right, we had fun, we laughed at it, we moved on.
Yeah, if you're not doing things that don't work, then you're really not doing anything.
Right.
And I always like when people get so mad. I'm glad about the passion. I'm glad that people give us critiques, criticisms, suggestions, because it shapes and molds who we are and what we are.
Right.
And we make mistakes literally every hour of every day. The real key is recognize them, alter it, change, try to improve. That's all you do virtually every single day. And, again, the passion of our fans, it makes us special because we do act upon, you know, what they
do.
Now, if someone says paint the wall red, paint the wall yellow, paint the wall black, what I hear is paint the wall.
Yeah.
And then the color is almost secondary. So
right. It's
part of that. You can't take every single idea that's out there and do it, but you can take the theme of those ideas. And I don't know if you guys noticed, some people thought perhaps the song that we played on game 3 wasn't good.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
So do we. And what I'm really proud of with our game operations team, our marketing department, and really everyone involved, it's, all right, we need to change the things we can change in a day.
Yeah.
You know, going to game 4. You know, a lot of work, effort has to go into that. And they did. And it was, you know, just so much better than the first game that we hosted. And then you had a few extra days going to game 6. And tonight is going to be incredible. From the anthem singer to the towel waver to, you know, the pump-up video coming into it. Tonight's going to be special. Just get in your seat early. Make sure you have your blinking bracelet set on the right setting, the one that is sound-activated, not just constantly on. Because we buy such expensive bracelets, there are 4 settings.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Off, constant, sound, and something else. I don't know if they're 4.
Those things are so cool.
They
like,
really are.
So Morgan Wallen had that last night. Like, you got a bracelet when you walked in.
Oh, so it's name dropping, huh?
I did, yeah. I went to the show. It was a good show.
He went to Morgan Wallen. I went to Morgan & Morgan.
Yeah.
It was a better show.
For the people.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't remember, and I'm sure somebody somewhere did it before you guys did.
Well, Coldplay did, and we stole
it
from
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Okay.
And then everyone took it from us, just like the cubes hanging in the rafters. That was from Coldplay and Metallica. You know,
the four cubes.
So we're fortunate being one of the busiest concert venues in the world. We get to know the production teams really well. And we look at some cool things that happen. And they just give them, not give as a gift, but they give us the technology, where they got it, how they did it, how they built it. Because all these great lighting engineers, sound engineers, live right here in Nashville. So we're pretty fortunate.
Yeah, the cubes are cool. And, like, I'm watching those during the game going, like, okay, you could do this and this and, like, the player tracking stuff, which is cool. And, I mean,
yeah, if we're fortunate enough to play in a second round, what those cubes turn into.
Oh, nice. You're just going to keep adding.
Yeah, every round. You know, we always do that.
Yeah.
You add and you change and you alter and you listen, you know, to people and react and admit, oh, my gosh, I was dumb. Let's change it again. But what I like is that build upon. And what I really like more than anything is, you know, everyone always compares everything we do for game 1 of round 1 to game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, the fourth round of building each one as well.
Yeah.
Both the crowds outside, the passion inside, the goldenization throughout the community. So it's the passion of our fans, there's honestly nothing better. Vancouver's fans, they're great. They're loud. They're big. But, you know, you walk around the city and you don't quite see the same flavor in every shop window, every bar, you know, with flags and banners and just school kids holding up signs throughout. You know, this is Smashville. It's a special place.
How do you balance? Because you know how this works. Like, when somebody complains about something, usually it's the loud minority. It doesn't always – sometimes it does represent, you know, the vast majority, and sometimes it doesn't. And so, you know, you're not gonna be able to change everything. So how do you kind of balance that and listen to when – when you hear something enough going like, okay, they don't like this, so maybe we should change this.
Well, you listen to themes, and we really do. Again, if one person, you know, says something, that normally represents 5, 10, 15, 20 people. You know, just normally, sometimes people say things are a little off. But, you know, when you hear it twice and three times and 100, you know, whatever, you realize you better listen, because if you don't, what are you doing? And that our job is really just stewarding the franchise and the passion our fans have and listen to them. Some of the best things that we do, our fans started, that we just got out of the way of and then maybe spotlight a little bit here or there. But, again, when you have fans who are willing to share with you, you have a focus group of 17,000 people, you know, 40 times a year. You know, the biggest companies in the world would kill for that type of interaction that's real and unfiltered. And, again, our job is to respond to it. You know, I don't know if an email has ever come into me where that person didn't get a response within the day. Sometimes from me, sometimes from people that actually know the answers. But they get a response. What I don't respond to Twitter. I read it, you know, obviously, or my sons and daughters and my wife read it and tell me how dumb I am. but it's hard to reply to a thread because, one, you don't even know who the person is sometimes. Yeah. That's why in my bio is my email address.
Right.
You know, I like really corresponding with people directly.
All right, so run down today. What's happening? And the building's open in 3 hours before?
3 hours before. The plaza, you know, we're moving some of those activities inside with the uncertain weather. Certain things will still stay out there. It's hard to move that car inside, so it's smashing things. The band will be out there still. I think we're moving the broadcast inside. But, yeah, we're opening the doors really early because we want to make sure that the people that do come downtown early to avoid that, you know, later traffic have a place to come in and hang out for a little while, have fun, start the party a little bit earlier. Saturday night in Smashville is special, but I think Friday night in Smashville might be even better. But, yeah, it's just going to be a fun, fun day. You know, when the anthem siren comes out, I mean, it's going to blow people away. It really
and that
will
who
be.
Is again? You told us earlier, but I forgot.
It's Chase McCabe.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah, people are going to be like, who? And then their children have to see him. Hey, that is.
Yeah.
Were you when this whole 2016, 2017, when the big run up to the Stanley Cup final, were you amazed that singers, you told me this before, reaching out to you guys, like, I'd like to sing this, I'd like to sing that. Now it's like, holy cow, what have we gotten?
Yeah, it's amazing how most people want to be a part of it. The anthem's not for everybody, though. I mean, it's, some people just don't like doing it, and then we have other elements that they can bring to life. The real hard part's the schedule, you know, especially a Friday night or a Saturday night. You know, that's kind of touring time frame for many. So I'm always blown away by the people that make some sacrifices or figure a way to jump off a tour and come in, you know, for a few hours, jump back out. It really is nuts. But I always laugh that, you know, we don't disclose who the anthem singer is. But that's only because by accident, you know, in 2016, actually, we had a really big name. And we were about to, like, blow it out, you know, like, get here early because Joe Dubin's going to be singing the anthem. And the person, unfortunately, had to cancel at the last minute.
Yeah.
So then we had no idea who was doing it. And we got really fortunate. Someone pretty big stepped in. And that's when we realized, you know what? Let's never say who it is again.
It's Lovitz. No, it's the
And sometimes
the
you're not even booking it until 4 o'clock, believe it or not.
I like, love it because everybody's like, especially Chase and I, we're like, I think it's going to be, who's it going to be? I think it's going to be, well, maybe not. And and it's not just us. It's everybody. It's the anthem part of this, too. Chase would like to sing the Canadian anthem, if you could.
You know what's cool about the Canadian anthem? In our building and up there especially, is up there when they just stop, the singer stops singing it and holds the mic out to the crowd. Yeah. And I bet it's 80% of the people singing, you know, loud and proud. It's pretty neat.
Love it.
And even when that anthem goes in our own building, you hear so many people singing it. So it's pretty cool. But, Chase, you know, we're ready for you.
I'm ready. I will say one of the neatest things that I've ever witnessed live was in 2018 when we were in Winnipeg. And I had never been to Winnipeg and knew it was a passionate fan base. And the first time they do the anthem, it's the whiteout and, like, everybody's singing. And it was – I mean, you had chills.
Cool.
Like, I mean, it was really, really neat. I will also say there have been some great anthem singers that have come through here. Little Big Town might have been the best one.
That was great.
They were awesome.
You know, people always ask me, who's your favorite? I'm like, you know, I have four kids. They're all my favorite.
Sure.
With the anthem singers, you know, there's one or two you look at and think, wow, so glad they did it for us, but I hope they're a towel waver next time. I'm only kidding, of course. That's in other buildings. But every one of them's my favorite because they all bring something, you know, different or special or unique without exception. And it's always something you look at and think, wow, that person just gave to our community.
Sure.
You don't think about it that way. You know, they're not doing it for their careers. They're not doing it for anything else. They're doing it because they love the Preds. They love Smashville. And they obviously love our country, too. So it's always impressive to me because you're putting yourself out there in a song that you don't do normally, that a lot of people will criticize if you do it your own way too much or you try to do it in a very traditional way and you do it differently than whomever. People are stepping out of thin branches when they do it. and I'm just so appreciative. But that's why they're stars.
Too. That's right. To do that. Are we sold out tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I know with the uncertainty of the next game, it's kind of like, I know what Wednesday, there were a few tickets left.
Oh, no, there were a bunch of tickets left. Yeah. You know, we have a strong fan base and season ticket holder base, you know, that accounted for 13,000 tickets sold before the games even started.
Wow.
And then, you sell the other 2,000 or so individually or through groups, another 1,000 go through more and more strips. But when you don't know the day of the week or you don't know exactly what it's going to be, especially this time of year, you have graduations and engagement parties and weddings and just normal vacations.
That's the playoffs.
Life gets in the way of people at the same time. There's no doubt, we're going to be oversold every single night.
So. What in the office today? I mean, can you work today? I mean, how do you do your job? I mean, there's with the anticipation, excitement coming tonight.
Well, some would say in our building that Beth DeGrandis, who I work very closely with, my assistant, is the hero of the day always because she just keeps me busy on stupid things like this show. keep me away from people because the nervous energy is there.
Right.
Just is. And when I say the energy, not about the game itself. I mean, I feel confident about what's going to happen there. It's what else? What don't control the rain or this or that or – where my wife's going to park or my daughter, is going to the concert instead of the game. How's she going to do both? It's those things that pile up on all of us. But I have a couple of meetings. I feel badly. I have a guy flying in from Kansas City to pitch us on a pretty important thing for our future. And I'm going to have to call him on Monday. I'm like, hey, what are we talking about again?
it'll be a fun day. I'm going to take a stab. My guess, the anthem singer tonight is Morgan Wallen.
Oh, I mean.
I hear he's pretty big.
He's big.
Yeah. He's going to make the drive over, sing the anthem, and head back over across.
Okay.
Because it's an early start. He's got plenty of time. What time did he come on last night? 10?
9:15.
So
what a run he's on. I mean, three straight stadium shows, just incredible. I remember when he did the free concert in this building last year.
That was cool.
And the ticket distribution, I was trying to explain to someone the other day what that was like. It was insanity. But he drives that passion in people. So,
he does. What's the first stadium show you ever went to growing up? Anything?
Yeah, it was the Who's very last concert ever in 1981 at Shea Stadium. Me and my buddies snuck out of our house. We all said we were sleeping at Tommy Hench's house. And we all got caught, of course.
Of course.
And, we're 13, 14 years old. Didn't even know how to take the train to Shea Stadium. Somehow we got there. And the kicker is I have worked the Who's last show now probably 17 times. And I love the Who's. I mean, my favorite band's whoever's playing tonight, but the Who really is my favorite band. And I was fortunate enough to meet them many, many years ago. And I told them the story, and they laughed and said, yeah, well, we named our children after you, and you got me grounded for the first time. And I'm the youngest of six, so I never got grounded. There weren't a whole lot of rules left to tolerate for my parents.
They were just kind
of
done.
Except that time.
Oh. Yeah.
They were just so angry, which they should have been. My daughter's 17 years old. She's going to be half a mile from me at the stadium tonight. I'm worried about, her safety.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. We had no cell phones, taking trains that we didn't know about. And I think Anthony Boteto was on the train with us. So.
Yeah.
I know you guys love him
more. I had to explain Chase, the movie The Warriors.
Oh.
Yeah, about taking trains and
it's different. again, you grow up in Long Island, everyone thinks, oh, the trains and subways. Like, yeah, no, we don't.
So when I went,
but it was the Who. Who's yours?
Kenny Chesney in Neyland Stadium in 2003.
Wow,
it was quite an experience. It was amazing. You?
Mine was
last night.
No, it was not last night. it was here.
Taylor Swift,
Garth, maybe.
We don't know, Joe.
Well, I know. I'm thinking.
We're asking you.
I'm
we were not
thinking.
With you. We were not invited.
It was Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
It was Kenny Chesney in probably 2007. It was like a festival. Like he had people playing all day, and my favorite one because I went with my mom. Took my mom, and she goes, "You're not going to know who this guy is." And Sammy Hagar came out.
I'm like,
I know who Sammy Hagar is. And I was all into it because he played everything. He played for like an hour.
Well,
so.
A big stadium show, it's something. You have between 40 and 70,000 people in the configuration.
Yeah.
And normally you're outside, whether it's raining or sunny or hot or cold. It adds to the environment and the experience. And it's just cool because you're not used to seeing a show like that with that many people. So it really is special.
I'm going to miss that.
I am partial to indoor shows, by the way, in intimate arenas, but a big stadium show is special.
I've seen a ton here. So, that's definitely happened. Sean, appreciate it. Enjoy today. Don't be too nervous. Preds get it done tonight.
No nervousness about the game, just whether or not it's going to rain. You guys are going to pick the wrong team to win again today, just young Jared. Yeah. I mean, Joe Rexroth did.
Well, no, I can't look.
Who do you sit next to on the plane if you go to Vancouver? Who's your seatmate?
Michelle Kennedy's been my seatmate this whole trip.
That's lucky.
You don't change it up.
She's won the lottery, obviously, on seats. And everyone's like, woo, we're not sitting next to that guy. Believe it or not, I talk a lot, as you guys know. I do not talk on a plane, ever. I don't even understand.
You don't.
I don't know why people do. Like, to the point of, like, do some work, read a book, watch a movie. I can't hear anyone on a plane, and no one wants to hear me on a plane. But, you know, when you sit next to someone for 5 hours on a plane,
right,
it's a little awkward.
Yeah.
But she's a perfect seatmate because she knows me really well, and she'll leave me alone.
Good.
So. Who sits next to Trotsky?
I'm not going to disclose our entire seating chart. Okay, I don't want other teams to,
come on, Chase,
to package it. But, you know, it is funny. You've been on the plane, Chase, and everyone really is a little bit busy into themselves, pretty quiet, no matter what the result was the night before.
Right.
You know, because it's also a long, long flight. And sometimes you just want to watch a goofy movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, you pretend you're working. Like, my laptop's always open. I rarely look at it. I put up a fancy spreadsheet so everyone's like, oh, my gosh.
He's busy.
What's he working on?
Yeah. My favorite thing about the plane is
the cookies.
The cookies. But you'll taxi out, and you'll hear Pete Weber telling stories, and then as soon as that nose goes up, Pete's out.
Pete
will sleep from the moment of takeff until landing.
It's an amazing thing. So whether you're flying to Columbus or Vancouver, his body knows, oh, this flight is 47 minutes. This flight is 4 hours and 16 minutes. And, like, it's right? It's absolutely amazing.
Somebody told me that before the first trip I went on, and I'm like,
it's a gift.
Son of a gun.
Absolutely. And the moment before he falls asleep and the moment after he wakes up, he picks up on that story that he was telling.
He's right? Like,
it's absolutely. Anyway, I'm so jealous of that skill.
I know.
I cannot sleep on a plane.
No, I
or
can't.
Or a hotel
even.
Room.
Yeah.
I don't sleep.
Sean, well. Have fun. We'll see you tonight. Looking forward to it. It's going to be
awesome.
Look forward
to seeing you guys, and let's have some fun tonight.
Yeah,
yep.
It's a special absolutely. Night. Sean you. Henry, CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here. Appreciate that. We'll have much more coming. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.